This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back on a Football Friday. Front and center, 1 o'clock. You've got the Ravens hosting the Washington Commanders. Do you think the Ravens snap the Commanders' four-game winning streak, or do the Commanders make it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in a row? 800-636-1067. Obviously, the Ravens are favored. It's a home game for them. They're coming off the win against the Cincinnati Bengals. But the Commanders' offense, it's right behind what the Ravens are doing, and it actually is the number one scoring offense in the league. Now, where the rubber hits the road is their rushing offense against the Ravens' rushing defense.
Yeah, I mean, the Ravens are stout against the run. B-Rob missing the last 2 days of practice is big for the Commanders, but Jeremy McNichols has proved capable of filling in if B-Rob doesn't play or is limited. I mean, I think Brian Robinson only played like on 35% of the snaps last week.
Right.
Like they had to, you know, manage his workload. And if you miss back-to-back practices on Wednesday and Thursday,
doesn't look good.
Your likelihood of playing on Sunday is not great. Now, maybe he gets a limited practice in today and he's better, but I would guess they're going to be without Brian Robinson at this point.
And I think Brian Robinson was poised to have his best year, but McNichols has really, and Eckler, that combo has really given them, I think, the advantage. What's the word? The privilege, that's not the right word, of not playing them.
Right.
Like, they don't have to.
It's a luxury.
They've given them that luxury.
Plus, both McNichols and Eckler obviously to a greater extent, good pass-catching backs. And maybe the way you combat this fierce Ravens rushing defense is you get Eckler out on the screens. You get him out in space. Same with McNichols. Both of those guys can do that where you're not trying to hammer against a pretty stout rushing defense. Maybe that's part of the game plan for Kliff.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, what do you expect on Sunday? You can give us your predictions, your keys to the game, 800-636-1067. You can call us in the MGM National Harbor. Listener lines, Valdez, Burrow had a big game, right? Throws to 5 touchdown passes. I know that Chase had the 1 wide receiver screen and then he went to the house. I wanted to ask you a question, just your perception on the Ravens pass defense, because I heard Kadri Ismail on with Grant and Danny. I think it was Grant and Danny. Might have been on B. Mitch and Finley. But I heard Kadri, and he was saying that they've had miscommunications in the back, which is surprising because they're veteran guys in the back, which is maybe why they brought in Dean Pease or brought him back.
It seems like there's a lot of times where in the cornerbacks, and this happened in week one with Xavier Worthy getting loose, basically on a walk-in touchdown, where the cornerback kind of lets him go and figures the safety's going to pick him up, and the safety's not there to pick him up. I actually think they're most vulnerable over the middle. That's kind of where I'm looking to see if the Commanders will take advantage of.
Do you think their secondary is like older and slower?
I think Marcus Williams is one of the worst rated safeties in PFF. He is definitely older. But what's weird is this Ravens defense, they haven't had much turnover personnel-wise. They lost Clowney,
right.
but OA basically has made up for that. They had to choose basically between Van Noy or Clowney. They chose right with Van Noy, who has 6 sacks already this year. They let Patrick Queen walk. Trenton Simpson has a better PFF grade than Roquan right now, so they made the right decision there. Geno Smith was a safety that they let go. Geno Stone was a safety they let go, and he's having kind of a bad year in Cincinnati. So the personnel moves they made were right.
Yeah.
They have all the personnel from a defense last year that were number one in sacks, number one in takeaways, number one in points allowed. But for whatever reason, this year it's not clicking.
And everyone, maybe it is the coaching. I mean, so I think it was Kadri on with B. Mitch and Finley. That Kadri said that that's why they're bringing back, is it Pease or Pease?
Dean Pease.
Dean Pease. He was the defensive coordinator of the 2012 Super Bowl team.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you look at his coaching history, he kind of relied on a bend, don't break defense. The 2012 Super Bowl team, a lot of people think it was a defensive-led team. That's not necessarily correct. It was one of the middle of the pack in terms of total defense. But what Dean did very well was red zone defense and red zone efficiency. So I'm hoping maybe Orr just kind of needs some fresh eyes and maybe some more professionalism and just some help. It's kind of makes me happy that he asked for help instead of being stubborn. Mm-hmm. So hopefully he makes some sort of adjustments. Well, but we'll see.
Well, what the Commanders cannot let happen is what the Ravens did to the Bills. I think it was week 3 or 4.
And that's very shocking because you would think the Bills have a high potent pass offense.
Right.
And they really held Josh Allen and the wide receivers in check.
Held them to 10. But on the offensive side, Lamar was surgical, 13 for 18, threw 2 touchdowns, no picks. And then on the ground, he had 6 for 54. With a touchdown, and Derrick Henry went nuclear, 24 from 199, and a touchdown.
It shows me
if that happens, then it's blowout city.
Well, it shows me the potential is there.
Yeah,
like I don't think it's the personnel because obviously they can stop the pass. They stopped the pass for 3 quarters against Dallas, which is a potent throwing passing offense. So it's there. It's just about kind of putting the puzzle together. And hopefully for Commanders fans, they don't put the puzzle together and figure out where the pieces go this week.
Well, statistically, the Commanders, you would think, would lean into the passing game based on what we've just been talking about. On the flip side, the Ravens have the best rushing team in the NFL.
That's what's so scary.
And they're facing what we know hasn't been a good rush defense. Now, the last couple weeks, they've been better.
Right.
Yeah, so you wonder if
they've been
the defense
better, but like even
can hold up.
Ford and Deontay Foreman still got like 91 yards rushing on, I think, 18 carries. Like, a lot of it was kind of in garbage time.
Yeah,
but
I was going to say.
Even they kind of got there. And look, you're not facing Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson. It's Deontay Foreman.
It'll be interesting to see
Jerome
if the defense
Ford
can continue. I mean, I know they didn't play potent offenses, certainly not last week. But if they can continue to get better, get after the quarterback.
Right.
So with 11 sacks in the last 2 weeks and 4 of them against a mobile quarterback in Kyler.
I do think that they've
wonder if they can get to Lamar.
I don't know if they'll get to him and he'll just run around them. I don't know what they'll do.
The key in this game, and it hasn't been talked about at all, I feel like, is penalty yards. I think the Ravens are third in the league, I guess, since Seattle played last night, but third in total penalty yards against. They don't really draw that more flags for. So it depends on how the game's officiated.
So you're saying they commit a lot of penalties?
They commit a lot of penalties because they play very aggressive outside on the corners. And plus, they're a hard-hitting team. I don't necessarily think they're a dirty team, but they hit hard. They grab on the outside. So it depends on how Land Clark and his crew call the game. It could get very ugly and very flag-happy if they're going to toss a bunch of yellow.
And even though the Commanders have been better at putting pressure on opposing quarterbacks, it's going to be hard to do it against Lamar. He's only been sacked 5 times through 5 games.
Dude, Lamar's rolling right now.
They're not going to sack him.
He's had a couple of great games back-to-back. I think it's going to continue. I'll be the first one to go on record. I almost wanted to pick the Commanders, but the more I think about that rush offense against the Commanders' rush defense, it's just hard to get by that. I think they're going to dominate the line of scrimmage. They're going to dominate with the running game. I like the Ravens 38-23.
Ooh, 38 ball.
That's a lot of thumping.
Yeah, that is a thumping.
So you think that they're going to
just a couple weeks ago? Just remember, a couple weeks ago, the Commanders didn't punt, but their opponent didn't punt either. And I think it's going to be a similar offense where the Commanders' defense.
I don't disagree with that.
I don't think they're going to force many punts.
I don't disagree with that part. The part I'm a little bit questioning is you think they're going to go way under their average.
23?
Yeah, that's the part
I came up with
understand.
That with 2 touchdowns and 3 field goals. So it's 5 scoring drives, but they're just not going to have that success.
Is Baltimore going to keep Jaden off the field?
That's why I think.
By long sustaining drives.
Conventional wisdom is it's going to be a shootout and it's going to be high scoring on both sides. I guess I'll lean more towards that than I mean, that's the thing. If we only score 23, that's going to be kind of a dud. The expectations have been raised now,
I think the implied team total for the Commanders is right around 23 points.
Yeah.
I'll double check it. I think
I would go over that.
It's probably 28. It's probably 28
I think you can.
For Baltimore and 23 for...
It's actually 29.5 where I'm looking. 29.5 for Baltimore, 23 for the Commanders.
I'm going to go over 23. I think we're going to score over 23. But
well, if you do, it's probably going to be a tight game. I don't think it's going to be a 41-27 game.
Before, like, week four, I thought we had a 5% chance of winning this game. Now I think we might have, like, a 35-40% chance.
That's what the ESPN matchup predictor thinks, right around 35%.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I think.
Yeah.
What's the poll right now?
Let's check.
How do you guys do on turnovers? Do you guys have a bunch of fumbles or anything? No, Henry doesn't fumble.
Lamar had a fumble in the overtime.
Yeah, Lamar basically turned his head, hit him in the chest. That was a fumble.
Yeah, but they don't have that many. Like,
I'll tell you right now.
I'll tell you what the turnover ratio is.
Because maybe we can get lucky. I would guess
the Ravens have.
We haven't forced any interceptions.
Five. I would say five turnovers.
They're plus one. Let's see.
Joe Witt
takeaways. They've taken away. They got three picks and two fumbles.
The Cavs are dead even. They're to zero.
Joe Witt said he doesn't think he's ever coached a team through five games that's had zero interceptions.
Yeah,
thought they had one last week.
Yeah.
I don't believe
he said in the presser zero. But maybe he was wrong.
Didn't Watson throw?
Deshaun had one.
I thought he threw one last week.
I don't recall. I'm going to go out on the limb. I'm going to pick the Commanders in an upset. I think it's an offensive shootout. I think it's a close game. I'm going to take the Commanders 35, Ravens 31.
Wow.
To answer Jason's question, the poll right now on Twitter has 55% voting for the Ravens as the winner. But on our Instagram page, Sports Junkies Radio, 62% Commanders.
Look at this.
I don't know why that community is different than the community on X, but it's different.
They're more pro-Commanders.
I don't know what to do.
Commanders
lead.
I don't know how to
pick the game.
He was right, because Watson didn't throw a pick last week.
Oh, he didn't.
Yeah. I don't know how to pick the game.
He had the fumble. That's what it was.
Well, you got to pick it. You got to pick it one way or another.
I don't know how to pick it.
Well, then just flip a coin. If you don't know how to pick it.
That's a good bit.
Pick a tie. Pick a tie.
I can't pick a tie. Although that could play out. Do I want to go on record and pick? I'll say the Ravens win 34-31. And hopefully I'm wrong.
So we got two Ravens
28-24 Baltimore.
Oh, a lot of Baltimore love so far. I know who Valdez is picking. He ain't picking the team that wears burgundy and gold.
EB,
I know that.
Watson did have a fumble last week.
A fumble, but not an interception.
Correct.
Right.
He had the turnover, but not the pick.
Yeah. That's what Witt said. He can't remember coaching a team through 5 weeks that hadn't had an interception.
Okay.
Yeah. So maybe we're due for one.
Valdez, why don't you go on record? What do you think happens?
Going on record.
You've wanted everybody to buy into the Commanders winning this week.
I am. I'm glad Cakes has I've kind of convinced him that the Commanders are a good team.
Oh, I think we're decent.
You've called them the hottest team in the NFL.
I feel like they are the hottest team in the NFL right now.
They're the buzziest team in the NFL.
Well, they have just so many style points. They have the sexy new toy.
Yep.
But
the Ravens have a history of kind of turning contenders into pretenders. Mm-hmm. You look at the Lions game last year and that blowout. You look at the Dolphins blowout last year. The Seahawks blowout. Lamar's stellar record against the NFC. I feel I'm 41-20 Ravens.
Whoa, that's blowout central. That's a huge cover.
That would be disappointing.
By the way, I've seen the line tick up to -7 for the Ravens. It was 6.5 most of the week.
Huh.
It's now -7 at least.
I could see us giving them 41, but if we only score 20, that's going to be disappointing.
Yeah.
EB, what do you think Drab's going to do? His pick.
Oh, he's taking the Ravens probably like 100-0. Yeah.
41-20 Commanders.
That's not true.
He doesn't.
Oh, you're doing that just because you need to catch up because you're so far behind?
It doesn't matter what I think about this game.
Travis said it many times.
I'm interested. I would like you to go on the record because you don't want to be known as a hater.
41-20 Commanders.
All right, you don't want to be known as a hater.
And I know Mike Marr's going to pick the Commanders.
What do you think, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, Vegas religiously sleeps on us. This is the game Lamar against Jaden where the student becomes the master. Commanders driving down the field. Final play of the game, kicking a field goal, 26-23. To be the best, you got to beat the best.
It's an under.
That is an under. Very close.
I don't like unders. I hate unders.
Cummings going into M&T Bank. That's our stadium on Sunday. W coming our way. Easy. Not worried about it.
That would be such a huge story.
He's got a little Adam Epstein in him. A little.
I like how he says, driving down the field, last minute field goal, 26-23, easy win.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense to me either.
Yeah, he's getting caught up in it. He's swept up in the mania.
I am. It's crazy.
That would be a tight win.
Can't help himself.
All right, we'll take your calls next at 800-636-1067. Who do you got, Commanders or Ravens on Sunday?